Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
More high than you, dude.
No way.
Is that actually what it is? The higher? Uh-huh. Because all of them are the higher than you?
I assume so.
That's bad.
That's a bad name for a band.
Yeah. Because Meshuga is so much better.
Well, I mean, if you know Yiddish, it's great. And I knew Yiddish before the band. Mm-hmm. Not really, no. I didn't. It's better than the higher.
I mean, he's like, well, at least there's that.
Even if it was just straight gibberish.
Give it that. Come on. Give it that.
Saliva is better than the higher.
Oh, Jesus.
I say that a hero.
Buck cherry is better than the higher.
Fuck no, dude. Fuck cherry. That fucking guy, dude. Why did he look like that?
Eagle Eye Cherry is better.
That's true. That's actually better.
The other ones were not better.
Yeah.
As implied by his saying that one is actually better.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ghost of Podcast, episode 378. This is Jorge.
Seven? I think it's seven.
Ah, whatever.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit? It's anyway. The next episode. Fuck off.
Buenos días, yo soy Maddie. The higher is better than Meshuga Ding Dong.
Wow.
You stopped me in my tracks, man.
You caught him, man. He can't even say anything anymore.
I have to like let it pass for a second. This is Reed.
you took all the gas out of his tank, brother.
I took all the E out of the Reed.
You know that's not even true.
I don't know. I think that's pretty true.
Well, what's up, gentlemen?
Fucking the higher. They're up on the charts. They're higher than you, dude.
Yeah. Stupid. If you're not familiar with the band, look them up, listen to them, and then higher like, than fucking, you know, go into abject shock at what he's talking about seeing live.
Yeah.
A fucking terrible band.
It's dope.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Doing covers of Bye Bye Bye. It's amazing.
No one's done that. No one has covered NSYNC.
They did.
Because that's really quirky of them to do that.
It was so great.
Wait a minute. What's going on? So how you doing?
I'm good.
What have you been up to?
So literally getting ass fucked at work nonstop.
Heterosexually, I'm assuming.
Is that why we need Jesus?
Heterosexually. I mean, I guess that would imply. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
heterosexual butt fuck. Yeah. Normalized.
No, it's just been. It's been.
It's been.
It's been.
You say getting ass fucked like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm implying that it's not a good thing. I guess I that's the wrong word then.
It's about consent. Like
Jesus.
It's like scissoring. Yeah.
No.
Scissor me, daddy ass.
But otherwise
scissor, red will scissor me.
Otherwise everything's good. Everything's smooth.
Dope. Everything's good and everything's smooth.
Hey, that's smooth.
Hey, so you went and saw Monster Trucks.
I did. Oh, it was so good.
You found time to hang out at the construction site in the rain. Hey,
dude, it was unfucking believable, man. Like nothing.
It's what it looked like.
Nothing fucking worked, man.
He goes like every year too.
Well, this time we got completely free tickets and I couldn't.
Imagine that.
I couldn't not go.
I like our Discord. The guys are like, oh, Gravedigger was my favorite. So it's like saying like Hulk Hogan was my favorite. Like, no shit.
You know what's wild?
It's a household name. Like,
what's
Truck Fucker was my favorite.
What's crazy about that is that like my kids had no idea about fucking Monster Jam before the first time they went, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But they're like, dude.
You showed up.
They're all, dude, my favorite truck is great. I go, how the fuck do you know that that's like a favorite truck?
What it's is fucking their favorite crazy.
It's Gravedigger. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why. I'm like, dude, it's fucking. There's a literal zombie truck that is way cooler looking, in my fucking opinion. It has literal.
They're like,
what about
Chick-fil-A? Is my favorite fast food chicken place with chicken sandwich. It's like this.
It's Popeyes.
Yeah, no. Well, Okay, never mind.
Yeah, Popeye's. Bad example.
But you know, with sandwiches.
Chick-fil-A doesn't like to get... Dude, Popeye's chicken sandwiches are way better than Chick-fil-A. I don't want to give
them any props because of the whole Sunday trash.
So let's,
but they're fucking delicious.
Let's stick with Popeye's then.
The new CEO, I think, is turning a bit of a new leaf on the anti-gay stuff, I think.
Well, what about the not open Sunday stuff?
Oh, whatever, dude.
I mean, that's not whatever.
Yeah, that's the part that offends you.
Trash, dude.
Like, I know I don't drink anymore, but those states where they don't sell alcohol on Sundays, like where they have the ABC store, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then also Utah? Like they only have like 2%.
Dude, I was in Virginia. Virginia doesn't do it. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? What about football? And they're like, you have to buy it Saturday. I'm like, it would be gone Saturday night.
Exactly. As an active drinker when I was living in Florida, that was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. And then dry counties.
There's no like pre-planning for drinking.
Sunday
at that
came
point.
And it was like, oh.
Despite like the evidence of like increased DUI accidents around dry counties, they still insist on having dry counties. Stupid.
You know, it happens. But yeah, Monster Jam was dope, dude.
Speaking of free tickets, I got free tickets to that Alice in Wonderland escape room thing, if you want to do that.
Super down.
Oh! Where is this?
I got four of them. I don't know, somewhere in San Diego.
I don't know.
You got four. What, did you want to take a lady friend?
No, I mean, we could just go.
How about the homie Rick?
Three of us. We could take the homie Rick.
Let's take the homie Rick.
And I could just wait in the parking lot for you guys.
You're not going to go, dude?
You're not going to go.
You're not going to go to the room.
I want to go if you got that many tickets.
I got four, yeah.
Get that homie Rick.
That would mean me and Rick actually meet.
I ain't got no special lady.
That shit would be wild.
If me and Rick occupy the same space, it'll cause like a space-time continuum.
It'll enrich your life because enrich your life because Rick is just that good of a human being.
Have you thought about the consequences it might have to Rick, though, being around me?
I mean, he's known me for 15, 20 years.
Let's do it.
You think he's built up adequate immunity?
What are the tickets for? Any specific day?
No, it's just... before it's over.
Cool. Let's do it.
Let's figure it. Yeah. When do they expire? What's our timeline?
We'll figure it out.
Dope.
Figure it out.
We gotta have like 4 weeks advance notice.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's fucking,
yeah. It's hard enough getting together for the show.
I already laid into it when I got here. Sophia and I got tickets for somewhere.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sophia and I.
Got engaged.
Sophia.
No.
Hi, Sophia.
Not yet.
Never. They're going to be these weird bohemian witches that like never actually get married.
They're not going to do the fucking archaic social norm that I'm familiar with.
They're going to do some moon ritual commitments.
We've already done that.
There you go. They're already married.
But that's not like a commitment. Like, I don't need to.
They're married in the eyes of Gaia.
You're married.
I am.
In the eyes of the law.
I
guess that means a lot.
Speaking of Gaia, did you watch? I know you probably didn't, but did you watch Strange Worlds on Disney Plus? The new Disney joint?
No.
Bro, it's pretty good.
Dude, it really flopped hard at the box office.
That's
what she said.
I just fucking enjoyed it.
It flopped hard in my box office.
Anyway.
It opened fifth place
in my own little box office, dude.
Wait a minute. I thought it was pretty good. It was it's the director who did Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Which was dope.
It was dope.
It had a lot of good action sequences.
Both were dope. But anywho, what I really wanted to talk about, what we watched, we can circle back around.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Sophia and I got tickets somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. The Super Nintendo World opens in Universal Studios on February 17th.
You guys got tickets?
We got tickets for the 19th that Sunday.
It's going to be crowded.
Hell, it's going to be fucking crowded, but I want to.
The day to go to Disneyland or anywhere else.
And you know where it's going to be more crowded or when it's going to be more crowded is after the movie comes out in April and fucking summer happens.
Bro, that movie looks fucking awesome. I'm ready for it. Give it to me. Give it to me.
It has the wizard Koopas.
That and everything about it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck that it's Chris Pratt.
They should have just not said that at all. I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, you couldn't even tell. He's just got a Brooklyn, like a slightly Brooklyn accent. And it's like, okay, cool.
And you can tell Luigi's dope as fuck. And then they show Jack.
John Leguizamo.
Jack Black as fucking Bowser is fucking awesome.
I didn't want to know that.
It's fucking dope.
Like, dude. If it's going to be anybody, it should be Jack Black.
Doesn't have to be any celebrity. Like, they could just get a voice actor.
I mean, sure, but then, like, why?
Sure.
You sons of bitches.
They want to put a name on it so it'll make money.
You sons of bitches. They should have gotten Craig T. Nelson as Bowser. He was Mr. Incredible. His That's
coach.
Where I came from.
Coach, yeah. Or Dauber.
Dauber. Fucking Dauber.
Dauber was awesome.
He's Patrick Starfish, dude.
He is. You're right. You're right. But what I wanted to talk about, and we all watched it, which is a miracle. The first episode of The Last of Us on HBO.
The first of the last.
Oh! So I, well, before you guys go, I have the unique perspective. I've never played the games. And I've always heard about the games and the, you know what they say about the games. With their cinematic heft and their emotional resonance and their storytelling that is masterful in the gaming world. And I guess if you're going to adapt something and it's already considered, like, look, it's the best video game adaptation thing I've seen. And I'll say that after, I mean, it's one episode so far, but what are we talking about? The 90s Mortal Kombat? Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing.
I mean, that's a pretty dope adaptation. Are you going to talk shit about Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
Well, given that Mortal Kombat has zero fucking lore to pull from, I think it did a pretty good job. But anywho,
it's a good adaptation of a fighting game that's goofy as fuck.
Also, the new Mortal Kombat adaptation was really good.
We did that on the show and we slammed
the short cartoon one. No, they did a fucking like a YouTube thing that was real good.
Was it like The Last of Us?
It's like a TV show. No.
Did it have someone's daughter getting fucking killed and ripping your heart out?
Probably. But no. That was sad.
Oh yeah, they had it with Scorpion and it was stupid.
No, that was in the movie.
Trash.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, most of the gameplay in The Last of Us is just like walking and doing. It's like walking and dialogue. So most of it is like a movie, anyways.
Did you see that little nod to the fucking cinder block when they like zoomed in on the cinder block? And I was like, these motherfuckers know what they're doing.
Yeah, it feels like it was made by somebody that's played the game and appreciates the story. Because I feel like you can almost do it in real time,
and it never feels pandering, which is the best part.
It was one of the creators and showrunners of Chernobyl. Along with the creator of the game. That's why it feels like that. So they got to, there's a thing where usually, sometimes when they're adapting something, it goes too far into fan service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is like, you can't really do that because it's like, look how similar this shot is to the one in the game. So what? That's not going to ruin the cinematic
or
aspect.
Make it better.
See, and yeah, I think but, like the fact that like we didn't see a clicker or we didn't experience a clicker in the first one is the perfect example.
I gotta tell you, giving us fan service. I gotta tell you, that's my favorite aspect of the first episode is that they weren't like, you hear it?
Yeah,
hear
you
it?
Know all the things.
You hear it? Do you hear it?
A clicker is the monster.
It's one of the variations.
So
it's
yeah,
like the
so
more
in,
deadly
in
mushroom fucker,
it's the more deadly.
Do you want like? Do you want lore or do you want to go like? You
might as
go,
well talk about a little bit about lore. Yeah.
Well, so the idea is that the cordyceps. Infection.
I remember what the dude said at the beginning.
The cordyceps infection basically creates, and we can call them zombies, we can call them fucking infected, whatever.
They're fungus.
But it's basically like you get like in Left 4 Dead, you get different versions of, you get like clickers, and you get blah, 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 blah. I don't want to spoil it for you.
You mean but, Last of Us?
Well, no. Like in Left 4 Dead, you have like get like boomers.
There's regular zombies, and then there's like variations, like witches, special zombies. Sort of
I got you.
And clickers are sort of the
special zombie.
Basic.
No, clickers, because there's like the regular ones, but the clickers are the ones that have like the armor, and you can only get them in a certain spot.
Right. So I really, really appreciate the fact that they weren't like, oh, fucking, you ready for this, dude? Are you ready for this? We're going to give you fucking.
We didn't even really see any of the basics either. The only thing that even came close was the one we saw that was like plastered to the wall. And like
Annihilation, dude.
So good.
I totally expected. Yeah, see, I thought the same thing. And I totally expected the jump scare to come, but then like it didn't. And I really appreciated that. I appreciated that the first episode like really just focused on like telling the lore and the story and how Joel and Ellie meet up.
And they're creating a ton of emotional heft right off the rip, man.
And also
it's crazy.
Like for someone, you guys already know what to look for with like the symbol of the little resistance and whatnot.
The fireflies.
There's a lot of world building. There's a lot of ground to cover, and there's a lot of character stuff to cover. Yep. And they did a great job of establishing the relationship that Pedro Pascal has with his lady in the modern day.
Tez, fucking Anna Torv, dude. I was like, oh my God, is that Anna Torv from fucking Fringe? Love her.
And they show immediately, like, when she tells someone, like, don't worry, I've got him under control or something. But you see that she is, like, the strategist. She's, like, reins him in.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking reactive. And it's like, you're getting a lot from one episode.
Ooh, it's gonna be fun here, like seeing Rhett discover bro, things along the way.
It's just, I mean, I'm thinking back to completing the game for the first time, and I can't wait to see how they handle.
See, is that gonna be season one? You think? Like, where do you how far into the show do you think we're gonna get before we see the end of the first game?
I figure they'll do about half the story and cut it right off at the half. I don't
know. So four seasons for the
something I picked up too, because there is inevitably with this post-apocalypse zombie thing, there is a feeling of been there, done that, because we have been there, done that. I'm not saying there was with this necessarily, but
the potential's there.
The potential's there for that, and it's going to come down to execution. This thing is just for a TV show. Again, this has all the production values you're looking for from like a premier HBO series like this, right? But what really hit me is one of the big differences is, you know, when that thing happens with the daughter, which is fucking brutal. Also, because it means that she was like a human shield. He got grazed because he was holding her, and so she absorbed most of the stuff. But what it shows, it's not a gradual thing. The military state clicks very quickly
into that.
Yeah. It's not some gradual breakdown. It's like, no, like it fucking clicked. And that's kind of a different thing than you see representations of. When it went to like the dystopia type thing, you know, fucking I thought about Threads because you guys love that movie.
Well, see, I like that the military thing happened immediately, but then we didn't see the rebuilding of civilization. We just jumped to 20 years later where everything has already fallen.
That's
into
for
place.
The three spinoffs after the show sucks, dude.
In between, dude, you gotta cover that 20 years.
Pedro Pascal, because when he was like, when he has that scene with his daughter and she's like, how old are you? And he's
36.
Like, yeah, I'm like, fuck off, Pedro.
I'm like, dude, I don't look that old, do I? Fuck.
And then it jumped 20. And I thought about my own acting resume where it's like, yeah, I could play between 26 and 66. And I'm like, I know I can't play 26, but, you know, I'll just throw it out there in case.
Speaking of Pascal, I mean, you could tell his heart and fucking... He commits this 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's got, you know, he's very clearly a Hispanic dude from Texas.
Yep.
Like, he doesn't sound like Antonio Banderas as Puss in Boots or something.
Puss in Boots.
You know what? We got, you know what they say about Puss in Boots?
But, like, his daughter is, in real life, is British. Like, a lot of the actors and actresses in the show are British. And I thought he was, too, Pedro Pascal. I don't know why. Maybe just because he was in Game of Thrones, I assumed he was... British or...
You killed her!
Yeah.
You raped her children! or something. You raped her!
That part. I love that. That part was good. I watched that like 15 times.
And then Half-Thorn squished his head.
Damn, it was rough.
Squish him. And he says, yeah, I did all this. He's like, You're right, I did.
He's like, for you, that was the worst day of your life.
For me, that was Tuesday, dude.
That's dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think Ronnie and I played it and she kind of watched and was like, fucking hit that dude in the head, dude. Yeah, it was one of those like collaborative.
Hit him with a brick.
Hit him with a brick, dude. So she doesn't have a ton of memory of the show. Oh, I'm sorry, of the game. But man, it's fucking badass.
Yeah.
A lot of cool little devices too, like the radio when the 80s means trouble. Which is a great setup for the final shot of them walking into... It's the hero's journey thing. They're walking into the fucking thing. And a dope-ass Depeche Mode song's on, dude.
Oh, is that who that was? It was Depeche Mode?
That song Never played, Let Me Down.
That song played, and I was like, I'm guessing that's an 80s song.
And
I
a little off the... You don't know that song? A little off the beaten path for Depeche Mode, too. It's not like, around, passing on.
No, it's off music for the masses. I'm getting all, but... And also, that song is a reference to drug addiction, by the way. I'm taking a ride from my best friend. He's talking about heroin, because that never lets him down. That's why it gets all tragic at the end. It's dope. Because it's all like triumphant and it's tragic because it's like I'm high, but then he's like, never let me down because he's coming down.
So you're saying
that's you, dude.
He's the higher.
Damn, gotcha, bitch. Just take a sip of my beet juice.
Yeah, man. Beet juice is dope. Beat.
So, what? I mean, they covered a lot of ground in this first episode. I'd say what, like...
For like an hour and 10 minute episode, I think it was only an hour, and they had like 10 minutes of behind the scenes.
If you're
stuff.
Talking like
it
one,
felt like
if you're talking like one to one video game experience, you're probably like 2 or 3 hours in at this point.
Yeah, because they cut out a bunch of walking.
Yeah,
and like that's the thing is, I feel like you can almost hit the video game story in real time. Like you speed up a couple of the fight interactions, you cut back significantly on the amount of walking that they do, and like. You can probably, I don't know if it's like a 10 or 12 episode season, but I can see the entire story being told in 10 one to 12 season. Hours.
Yeah, well, they've got two games to cover.
Yeah.
So they could either stretch it out to like 6 seasons or do it real neat in 2.
Wasn't there like a DLC after like
they're
part
gonna
one?
They're going to fuck it up, dude. I'm already there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If it's huge, they're not making 2 seasons.
Oh, yeah. No, I already had trauma from Game of Thrones. Like, even the intro felt very Game of Thrones. Like, it felt like the same intro with the sprawling cities, like the clockwork cities, except it was the plants in this one, the fungus spreading.
The plants.
Felt very, very much like that. And I was like, damn, is this created by fucking David and... Douchebag. Ben
well, they could. I mean, they could tell different stories within the universe. Like they could do what Walking Dead did, but better.
Yeah, well, they could. It's going to come down to execution. Yeah.
Well, because they'll probably do like. I mean, if they don't do seasons, they'll do spin-offs of like the Firefly
and then stuff.
Do one of like what FEMA or Pharma or whatever the fuck they're called. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the rest of it. Like, I think if nothing else, the first season should be great.
I kind of want to go into hibernation for like 8 weeks on that show and then just watch it all just in one fucking get, man.
Speaking of which, like, is that a long enough pause?
Now it is.
Okay, good. What if we go into hibernation show-wise and then do the whole season one later on as an episode?
What, you mean just cancel the show for 8 weeks?
No, fuck Jack. That's you, dude.
You said go on hibernation.
No, I mean, let's not come in here and talk about the episode we watched. Because some of us, one of us will have watched it, another won't. And otherwise, or the other thing will happen is we'll talk about it every week.
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to watch it every week.
So what if I'm down with that. Put it on ice, the discussion. And
I
then
think it's fucking worthy of it.
And
man.
Then in 8 weeks, we'll... do an episode on the whole season.
Yeah. And it's like your guys' bread and butter. It's like a game and a horror thingy.
Prevent
and a survival horror.
And here's the best part. You don't have to go to a fucking movie theater.
Hey, give me a streaming or
George
give
can
me.
Watch it on his phone in his truck on his lunch break.
Give me fucking streaming or give idiots. Me death.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do? Watch movies all the time.
Yeah. You know who else likes to watch movies
How
all
do
the time?
Watch that many.
The folks at patreon.com/whogoesthereirpodcast.
Oh, that's true.
They've always got things to say about movies on the Patreon exclusive Discord.
Some of them are idiots. You know what they say about the films.
Some of them are pretty dumb. Some of them are pretty smart. Some of them are saying really bad things about Skinamarink already. Don't know
Some
anything
of them said
about
really
that
movie. Good things about it, too.
Yeah. So funny how that works. But if you want to be one of those people that gets exclusive content and bonus stuff and gets to talk about all kinds of dumb shit with other dumb idiots.
Stop. The dumbest and
the idiotest.
Even
go to
worse,
patreon.com/whogoestheirpodcast.
Oh, sorry. Say it again.
Go to patreon.com/whogoestheirpodcast.
Sometimes they have a really good take, immediately followed up by, are you a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are you thinking?
It's the over under. They fuck you up.
It's like, God damn.
You're like, oh, that's very thoughtful. What
the fuck are you thinking?
And then you get to spend your days wondering if you're one of those people or if you're one of the good ones.
Right, right. I think
you're
one
of the good ones.
If your name is Hans, you're one of the good ones.
Sure is, man. Some of you are named Jacob.
There's a lot of you named
Jacob. And I don't know which one of you is an idiot and which one I want to hang out with, but you figure it out. You fight amongst yourself.
I do.
One of you is named Jacob. And has a cooler older brother who's also on Patreon.
You think one of them is named Jacob and been a guest on the show several times.
Yeah.
That's a good indicator.
He's the cool one.
I told him to his face.
Jacob's the cool one. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't know.
I love them both.
I'm Team Paul.
No, I love them both. We all, you know.
I love them all.
And if you love everyone, you love no one, because that renders love meaningless. Whoa. Wait a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
speaking
you.
Of rendering things meaningless.
Speaking of which, speaking of rendering things meaningless in the Uncanny Valley, the Who Goes Our Podcast watched 2023's, 2022's, depending on when you watched it, Megan. Directed by...
M3gan.
M3gan. Directed by Gerard Johnstone, and it's not Johnson, it's John Stone, starring
John Stone,
Allison Williams, Violet McGraw, Ronnie Chiang, Amy Donald, as Megan.
I wonder who Ronnie Chiang was in the movie.
He was that, he was James Wan, satirizing himself.
Jenna Davis, Brian Jordan Alvarez, Jen Van Epps, Stefan Guarneau-Montaigne, and a bunch of other fuckers that you probably do not care to know about.
What's the dog's name?
Fenton! It's got to be Fenton.
Fenton?
Yeah, you never seen the Fenton video?
Fenton! yeah, sure.
It's Fenton.
Okay.
A robotics engineer at a toy company builds a lifelike doll that begins to take on a life of its own in this film.
So you know what they say about January? Okay, so it's known traditionally as a dumping ground, but that model is changing. And so last year, we proceeded to trash talk Smile for months.
Trash.
Because it looks so fucking horrible. And then these reviews started coming out. I'm like, is it fucking like mid? Is this a mid movie?
And then it was pretty good.
And then it ends up on like my runners up and Jorge's number four favorite of the genre. And it was like, and so this, similar for me, I saw these reviews or the trailer and people were like, oh, it looks funny because she dances. I don't give a fuck. Like, it looks stupid. And I know, you know, James Wan is a producer and we liked Malignant a lot. Matt loves The Conjuring 3.
He loves
that's
the Nun.
That's what I've never even seen.
He loves the Nun.
A throwback.
Especially.
No, but I mean, you know, to be fair, James Wan only directed the first two, which are still not our favorites, but better than the other things. Anyway, The reviews started coming out, and they were like acceptable reviews. And some of them were actually very glowing reviews. And I got real worried because I didn't want this to be good. And then I got in the theater, and now I got pissed off all over again because we had people on Discord saying it was a fun time. It was the exception to the PG-13 horror movie in January. You have these fucking critics that saying it's clever. Idiots! It's terrible.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of the movies that have come out thus far in the year of our Lord 2023.
It's one of them.
It is one of them. that is correct. I left the theater
this is a strange response.
It's terrible, dude. No. It's fucked. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I just want to talk about it.
Why is it PG-13? And now that's a rhetorical question because the studio interference and the like, dude, come on. We cut away from every kill. It cut away from every single one of
this
them.
This shit is grade A dumpster fire trash. Get the fuck out of here.
But doesn't she sing like a Taylor Swift song, dude?
And Titanium, dude. And that means
it's good, dude.
And Well, but they're singing like songs from like a decade ago, and it's like, fuck, who the fuck is this for? Is it for Zoomers, or is it for Boomers, or is it for Millennials? I can't.
Or is it for perverts?
I can't. Is it for people that want to fuck underage dolls? I can't tell. Is it? But it's fucking trash.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, Matt's gonna fucking knock it out of the park.
God
and be
damn
like,
it! I love it.
I love this I love movie.
It.
God, I fucking love it. Damn
it!
I fucking
knew
mean.
It.
I fucking. Dude, you're fucking kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. God damn it!
How are you gonna love a Blumhouse PG-13 robot movie?
Shut up, Siri. I don't know, dude. I don't know. It was so fucking funny. And like once I realized it was intentionally funny. And,
what? Well, it was obviously goofy.
I know, it's campy. But that's the thing. I didn't expect it to be funny. I didn't expect it to be campy. I expected it to
It wasn't.
I expected it to be straightforward and serious. And like I had to ask myself.
Christopher Nolan's Megan.
I had to ask myself at the end of it. Like,
M3gan. Seven Impus.
If this is a horror movie, I hate it. If it's a comedy, I love it.
So wait, but
and
hold.
Like, bro,
it's a shitty so comedy and a shitty horror movie.
It's so fucking funny. I was laughing out loud at so many points during this movie.
You know the only
and
the only,
I don't know if it's because like the rest of the theater was laughing too or what, but like, god,
they're idiots. There are times that I laugh legitimately.
Yeah,
number one. When that dumbass kid was getting his ear ripped out of his head.
And then he gets smushed by the car.
Number two, when he gets yeeted from existence by the truck.
Well, yeah.
But that shit wasn't intentional. I
think it was.
I think it was.
It's like, a, it's a campy
ass
movie.
He rolled down the hill and he like looked up like, right as the fucking
He went total Mac and me down that hill and fucking got...
Okay. So we're about 10 years into this. On the other end of things, right, this elevated horror term, which is now rendered meaningless because there's a mixture of stuff out now. And even people like Matt, like Bodies, Bodies, Bodies last year and things
like
that. Was
that elevated?
Well, yeah. It's A24 fucking inverted slasher bullshit. Yes, I think so. My point being, it's all over the place now. And it only makes sense if you got this super serious, somber thing. And now you're going to get the campy stuff. And I'm not saying one's good and one's bad. But, okay, Malignant was campy. But we never had one thing approximating like a guy pulling up to a fucking cliff to park next to a hospital in this. Like, that was over the top.
Yeah.
This is just like... weren't you bored? weren't you bored for long stretches of time?
Not at all.
Don't you think it's fucking stupid that she adopts her fucking niece? Yes. And then immediately ignores her. Well, what am I supposed to latch
on
to?
Don't I think it's
here?
Stupid in Grandma's Boy that there's a lion being delivered?
Why the
delivered?
Fuck would you? Why?
Like, yes, I do, but that doesn't mean I don't think it's fucking funny.
What?
Do I think it's stupid that M3gan is singing Titanium? Yes, but goddamn, I laughed my ass off.
But that,
every time she broke into song.
Look, okay. She's not badly designed, and the dry humor, the deadpan delivery, like, I'm fine with that. Everything in between the movie, everything else around her is boring to me.
The whole movie was that.
It was not. They tried to have a story, and it was a shitty story.
Yeah, but I mean, they tried to see a lot of shitty stories.
And usually I don't like those movies.
I mean, we like Psycho Gorman, but that had a shitty story.
Whoa. That movie was delightful. And
yeah.
It had a lot of practical
effects.
This movie
was delightful, too.
This movie had no fucking ingenuity when it came to practical effects or something.
Yeah, that's
we
fine.
Didn't have these knock... It's not fine.
It was like Terminator for children.
It was like trash for children.
Like Terminator trash for children. Like street trash for children.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. Look, I understand that this is mostly campy and on the decidedly goofier side of the genre. However, would it kill you to have some fucking suspense or tension?
Yeah, there was none of that.
They can't go together.
But like, I think that's why
Annabelle is scarier than this.
Yeah, but I think that's why it hit so well as a comedy, and I think that's why I liked it. I think if there would have been tension and it would have played more towards horror... I think the...
Like they can't coexist?
I think the comedy wasn't strong enough to support horror. Like
exactly.
So that and that's fine, but it's strong enough to be a comedy on its own.
It's
so,
strong so, enough to be so, a 2 out of 5 star
so
comedy.
So what you're saying is you're okay with the comedy as it is, and that's it.
But wasn't strong enough to support anything
else. Well,
because
it's like Tammy and the T-Rex is like...
But not nearly as fucking Tammy the T-Rex, though.
But it's considered a horror movie, but it's like a stupid fucking movie that's really funny, well, and that's why it's stuck around. And I think M3GAN is a really stupid, funny movie.
The problem with M3GAN is that it takes itself seriously far too much of this film.
I don't think it takes itself seriously at all.
Moments when they're talking about like, oh, we got to get these deadlines and we got to get these robots.
That shit's stupid.
It's so insufferable that they're talking about these things that are happening and this outlandish... Well,
that's what they're sending up, dude, is like this, corporate mentality and this, deadlines.
This character of the boss... Where I'm like, oh, dude, he's like over the top fucking like, we got to get it done guy.
He's hilarious.
But ultimately, I'm like, well, like, okay, but that's normal shit. Like, it's not like he's not being that outlandish when he's talking about like, you know, we got to get the product out no matter what the fuck. I'm not feeling the campiness and B, kind of annoyed by everything else that isn't the campiness.
And the supporting characters, like on her team developing the robotics.
Dumbasses.
All those scenes play like poorly to me. I don't know.
Well, you talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
Law and Order. This was like bad CSI.
Like over and over again.
Yeah.
And I get it. Oh, it's campy. So that means all the scenes can be shitty. Like, hold on, dude. What the fuck? I get that it's campy. Like that is that it? Like, and also campy doesn't mean like, oh, it doesn't take itself seriously. That's it. Checks one box. Therefore campy. Like, I didn't think that was like all that's required. You know, I didn't think so. Also, how the fuck she comes out to a crowd of people at the end. Mm-hmm. Why is she not? Why are we not seeing her just fucking kill the crowd? Because she would threaten her own like fucking livelihood. But
they're if not the threats.
Well, if the movie is goofy anyway, show me what I came for, which is I want to see the robot chick kill people.
Make it rated R and make that whole scene a bloodbath.
Make it RoboCop.
Yeah.
That's the way it was
Terminator instead, which that's is better.
Terminator is hard R-rated. This was
Terminator for children.
That's
the other thing. Okay. So I think with this being PG-13,
Terminator is Terminator for children.
I feel like this is a good entry point for like newbies who are like kids. I feel like this is a horror movie that you could show to like Micah and Quinn, and they wouldn't have nightmares.
Not true.
Don't ever show this to them.
I feel like
not true. There was an actual like. Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Damn, he just set us up and then he like took it away.
No, dude. Well, and this whole like I'm sitting here as a parent. No, but more specifically as a parent who homeschools his children.
Uh oh.
And I'm like,
he's like, damn, I wish they had a doll.
I go, right I now. Know these fucking kids, man. I know these fucking kids. Specifically, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But no, man. I just don't like.
Okay, well, these scenes, right? She shows up to the camp. She shows up to the camp thing, wherever the fuck they're going in the woods. And these things, everything's rushed. Like, they're there for 5 minutes, and she's already getting fucking abused by a child.
Like, yeah, by like some dickhead kid.
Yeah, immediately, within 5 minutes. Like, it's fucking stupid, dude. And he's saying ridiculous shit. And yes, we get to see him get hit by a car. But it's like...
And get his ear yanked off.
None of the shit is like... These aren't... There's nothing to ground this.
He wanted to play with the doll, and the doll's like, nah, fam. And he's like, well, I'm just going to play with your doll anyway. And then the doll's like, I'm going to play with your ear, bitch.
It's not a complicated scene. It's a shitty scene.
No, you're a shitty scene.
You're a fucking shitty scene.
You're a shitty scene.
It is the epitome of a January-ass movie, dude.
Here's the thing.
People are losing it.
This director was watching Malignant and taking furious fucking notes. It's like, okay, we gotta...
Well, James Wan's a producer here, but not a director, and it shows.
Right. Yeah. So you've got this director who's like, oh, very clearly, okay, we gotta have silly kills. Silly kills... Okay, handled. Ex Machina, dance scene. Gotta have a fucking dance scene because robots without a dance scene is ridiculous. Gotta have a fucking dance scene. Okay. But then you have to have that robot that you introduced very early on in the thing be the thing that fucking saves the day, right?
Yeah,
right,
fucking right, Bruce.
Right,
because Hugh Jackman is going to come out steel, from Real
right?
Steel.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to have the direct fucking climax of Real Steel lifted.
We had a legit kaiju. How do you not like the fucking kaiju? What?
Because it's nothing I haven't seen before in better movies.
Yeah, but still, like, RoboCop is nothing I haven't seen before in better movies.
You've never seen RoboCop,
though. I have seen RoboCop.
No, and remember, at the time, it actually literally was. You've never seen anything like Ed 209. You've never seen anything about, like, a fucking guy being brought back to life from the dead and turned into a cyborg in the goriest way possible. I mean, you're fucking...
That's not entirely true.
It's very true. There was literally nothing like it before.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that this, like, large budget
trash.
Well, okay. I'm like, yes. But I'm just kind of surprised that this large budget film, you're like, yeah, this is the campiness that I'm really looking for.
I just had fun. I laughed. I mean, I did. And I know that sounds silly, but like I laughed through a lot of the movie. And it's like, I wanted to be mad at it and I wanted it to be dumb, like to where I could hate it, but it was dumb to where I really enjoyed it. And it's like, yeah, the kills happen off camera. And yeah, there wasn't like a whole lot of suspense. There wasn't a whole lot of horror, but like,
that there wasn't a whole lot of humor to me either, though.
See, I don't know. Maybe it was just like I went at 1:50 on a Tuesday or on a Monday. So like,
you went with the crowd, dude. That's
maybe you, it was
1:50. Well, Monday.
It was
last Monday.
It was surprisingly. No, what full.
I mean by that
was
is a day off.
No, yeah. Dude. No, the movie's doing well.
It might have been Sunday, but still,
it's still nothing compared to JC. Obviously, Cameron destroy it in its 6 week. Obviously, you know that's fine, but. Yeah. That's fine. But
those dollars go right in my pocket. That's fine. Yeah.
But what the fuck was I saying? Oh, the showing I saw that 2 weeks ago, it was opening weekend and it was crowded too. But I've gone to many shitty movies on opening weekend and I've learned to take them as sociology experiments. I've seen Transformers, Michael Bay's Transformer movies with packed fucking theaters laughing at every joke. And it proves what I think about people. They're fucking idiots.
See, but this movie's been out for like 3 weeks now and it was still full theater.
My
and
point
still
being,
people laughing.
If people are laughing at jokes like these.
People are laughing at jokes, they're idiots.
At these jokes? At fucking her singing.
I say the same thing about people who listen. It's titanium, bro. Get it right.
It's a fucking YouTube fucking short video joke.
I lost my fucking shit when she started singing titanium. I was like, Is this Katy Perry? And I guess it's Sia, but I was like, damn, this doll is singing Katy Perry right now. That's fucking funny. I don't know why. It's funny. I like it.
It just got you.
It did. It fucking got me, dude. It gets me. Megan fucking gets me, dude.
M3gan.
We're fucking synced. I put my little fucking fingers in her palm.
I'll lay off now. It's just, look, this
don't,
is a...
Don't.
No, it's a 2 out of 5 star movie for me. That doesn't mean it's not going to end up in the worst of the year for me. Probably not even runners up.
It's super middling. That's the biggest letdown is that it was neither good enough nor bad enough to be like upset about or
you should
fucking
try
like.
What upsets me though is like hardcore horror people that have talked shit about Blumhouse. Like usually I'm like, look, Blumhouse has some good movies like Get Out, like Invisible Man. Like I don't like doing this all or nothing bullshit. Not everything's truth or dare, right? Right, but anyway, this comes out, and they're like, "Yeah, PG-13, fucking Blumhouse movie is funny." No, it's not. What's wrong with you?
Why do I feel like you're directing that towards me?
That's you, dude. If this is good, then The Conjuring is good.
No, it's not, because The Conjuring tries to be a horror film.
It is a horror film. It's good.
It tries to be a horror film.
The Conjuring is never funny.
Yeah,
there are moments in
good
M3gan. That are legitimately funny.
And there are moments in The Conjuring that are legitimately dope.
I feel like M3gan didn't really want to be a horror movie. I feel like it wanted to be a comedy, and it has like little bits of child's play in it. And it's like, yeah,
well,
that's fine.
I mean, you say little bits.
Yeah, very little bits.
But dude, when
I mean, they're lifting the whole.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing.
Good example. They literally did the Terminator tracking in it too.
Well, good example in Child's Play when. She's peeking under the couch, and we know Chucky's there. That's a fucking suspenseful scene.
Yeah, but
it's
we didn't have any of that, which is why it feels like a comedy.
Yeah, but there's also comedy in Child's Play. Like, so what I'm saying is, I don't think it's because of intention. I think it's lack of ability and skill. And, like, it's something I want from something lifted from Child's Play. Like, I want to be fucking worried about seeing a doll just sit there in a chair is innately inherently, apparently creepy. This doesn't happen here. Also, wait a minute.
I mean, she is sitting on her little charger thing in the windowsill.
Probably sitting on a fucking...
On what? A charger.
Charger.
On a
charger. Thank you.
Tip-toe.
That's what I said.
Through the window. No, wait.
This whole viral thing about the dance thing. This went viral on TikTok. The extent of the dancing in the movie is exactly what was shown in the trailer.
45 seconds.
Yeah. That's it.
That, and then,
well, see, and that's a whole different problem there. Like, that's the problem with, like, the music industry and stuff, where people aren't writing hit songs anymore. They're writing hooks that are meant to get over on TikTok, because then they'll get shared, they'll get viral. So all you really have to do is put something in your movie.
The little morsels.
Yeah, you need to create a little morsel from your film. Like, as long as you have a 30-second clip that you can put on TikTok that people will then, like, share and, like, repeat, then you're good. And that's kind of what's happening here. Is so, like, you know, one of the, like, Alia, I watched Megan with Alia, and she was sending me tweets from, like, people talking about the film.
That's what happened.
No, like, but she's sending me tweets about it, and it's like, M. Thrigen singing Sia is my favorite scene in any movie ever. So that's a scene that people are remembering and they're sharing and they're talking about.
So you saw that on TikTok and then you're like, yes, me too.
No, no. She just sent me that.
M3-2.
He's all, look, this is on TikTok. Look, they're laughing. I love this movie.
She just sent me that tonight. No, that shit was funny when it happened. I am M. Thrigen. I am M6TT. That's me, dude. That's me.
So, will this be in your top five of 2023?
Probably not.
I mean, it'd be... Fuck, if this is in my top five, that means it was a shit year.
No, yeah.
It's second week of January. We got a lot of weeks to go.
Boy, howdy.
A lot.
What's the name of the lead? She's in, like, Get Out.
She was in Girls.
She's Marty from Girls. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
She's not going to get naked in this because it's PG-13.
Well... Not only is she not getting naked, she's being very butch in this. So
she always kind of was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just fine. I'm just saying. Yeah. I didn't feel like that was going to happen at all in this.
Yeah.
As a father, dude, this like exploration of like the iPad kids is so fucking lame to me, dude. Time. I'm so fucking over it, man. Like, what about screen time?
Wait, but don't your kids have screen time?
We don't call. Who calls it fucking screen time, dude? It's dumb. It's
what,
like,
do you guys call it?
It's time of the day. What the fuck? I don't understand.
It's all day is screen time.
No, it's just, it's not like one of those things where it's not.
We
like,
have
no,
we don't have screen time. We have non screen time.
We have like all day. No, it's just like not
screen
a
break.
It's not a mystified thing in our house. It's not like, oh, dude, fucking screen time, dude.
Screen break, 15 minutes.
Yeah, did your chores. You get 4 minutes of screen time.
Do I get 3.5 minutes of screen time, dude? Like, no, dude. Like, who treats their children like this? I don't understand. Like,
you've been on your screen for 3 hours. You can take out the trash now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's, it's a stupid ass thing to do. I don't understand this whole like, oh well, okay. You want an iPad? You gotta fucking earn it, dude. You gotta fucking earn it.
Hell yeah.
It's like anything else, dude. Like, yeah, everything in fucking
teach your kids responsibility.
They should do their chores regardless of fucking screen time, is what I'm saying.
What?
It's under the threat of violence. That's what George uses.
You know what? You just pulled yard duty. There are bitch.
Child labor laws.
Go out and cut your own switch.
And when you make kids do work, it's child labor laws that you're violating.
Not if you don't pay them.
Yeah, and they're only
paying them with rent.
No, they're not. You're giving them room. They're not employees.
It's so extortion.
And they're allowed to work, but only 4 hours a day or less.
Yeah, but they're not for long. They're not employees of this house. So I'm going to do whatever I want.
They're indentured servants of the house.
That's now you're talking. They're
fucking slaves.
Now you're fucking talking.
You know what?
He gives them George bucks to spend on food in the kitchen.
Hey, you want a granola bar? How many George bucks you got?
Yeah, go pick weeds if you want to eat brekkies. I'll give you 5 George bucks.
Okay, wait. What kind of breakfast you want? You want a bagel? That's 2. Yeah. That's 2.
You clean the kitchen sink. You get 2 George bucks
two
for toast.
George bucks. You want a breakfast burrito? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You better believe that's 30 George
wait,
bucks.
Wait, when Micah comes up to me, he's like, it's a fiat system. It's not backed by anything real.
A watery tart.
I tried to take George bucks to the store and they looked at me like I was crazy.
He's all, a watery tart distributing swords is no basis for a system of government.
That's right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Micah's going to come up with his own crypto in the house.
I'm the proletariat in this house. Hope to fuck!
Wield supreme executive power.
See, none of that was in Megan. No. In Threegan. The proletariat.
No, man, they just had some idiot iPad danced. Kid fucking talking about screen time. How much screen time can I have? And then her fucking millennial ass aunt is like, fuck.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
As much as you want, idiot.
Here's the thing that gets me too.
Stupid. You want some coke?
It's for two reasons. One is because it doesn't rub up with the goofiness very well. The other is because it's underdeveloped. So I know that sounds contradictory, but I appreciate that it was mentioned. But that's what I mean. They have these scenes. The fucking lady. The lady comes in to observe them interacting, which is
the therapist.
Fuck her.
Okay, but. She mentions something
She doesn't get dead, though, does she?
Doesn't she get
dead? No. She mentions something that the
she
kid...
She should.
You brought a kid in here, and they're going to naturally attach to the next person or thing that gives them attention. And which instead of it being you, it's fucking M3gan.
M3gan.
So there's an undercurrent there of they're showing, like, technocracy and, like, the thing of technology and how it innately and intuitively doesn't understand and disregards shit about human connection.
Right.
And that's it. It's just mentioned there and it sits there and that's it. It's like, okay, is this a serious point you're making? Or are you just shoehorning this into dialogue to piss me off?
Well, my favorite part with that therapist is, like, right off the get, she's so doubtful of the sister. She's like, what did you want? Like, who else is this child going to go
like
with?
Like, she's walking in there and there's a fucking pizzo on the table. dude, it's a beautiful fucking home.
She knew she didn't want anything to do with it.
She's fucking rich. Let's not mistake that.
Yeah, but they're not going to fucking question anything if they're cared for and if they're provided for. She's obviously not beating her.
Her emotional needs. Bro, when the
she
sister...
She wouldn't know that from one visit.
The sister
like
goes, oh, those aren't toys. Those are collectibles. And the therapist gives her the fucking grossest, like, ugh, what the fuck? What do you mean?
Collectibles?
Collectibles?
The way she ripped open the box, too, which she's like, no, it's fine, you can play with it. I was like, yeah, dude, fuck it, fuck that bitch. Like, she opened that box so spiteful, I loved it. Because I would do the same thing. I'd be like, oh, yeah. No, I mean, I would be like, no, you can't play with my shit, but, like, still, you know, if I had to open it, I would do it so begrudgingly.
Well, what is it like if she didn't open the fucking collectible, then they're going to seize the child for the state?
Well, they're going to show that there's nothing there for the child. They're going to show that, like...
There is stuff there for the child.
What?
Screen time. That's all they fucking want. That's all she wants anyway. It is true.
There's some rocks in the backyard that need moving.
What fucking kid is playing with a ball, especially like a little girl at that age? She doesn't want to.
It's more than a ball, dude. It's a transformer. It's more than me.
She was rolling it like a fucking ball.
Well, that's because she's an idiot.
Oh, dude.
There's nothing there for the kid. There is stuff there for the kid. Screen time.
I mean, sure.
That's what they fucking want.
There's also
I want.
She's got a bow and arrow. She's got a fucking wilderness. Like,
you got a backyard.
You got things going on.
You can, like, stick your head in the oven.
You can stick your head through the fence.
Take the toaster in the bathtub.
Yep.
I'll teach you to suck eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. That's dope.
Can I help you, miss? Ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am.
Talking about some bitch that needs rehabilitation right there.
Good friend. Good dog.
Get out of here, Dashy. Go. Get.
Yeah. She's so much better than M3gan.
I mean,
my girlie, go out of here.
I never
go.
Seen, actually, I did see Dashy dance. She was dancing when
go
I got
now,
here.
Get.
Yeah, I think you guys are just, like, awfully cynical in your old age and don't appreciate fun anymore. Because, like, this is a very fun movie.
RRR was a fun movie, and you still watch it.
You're an RRR tard.
RRR! Which is great.
Yeah, but this one was in English.
This is stupid.
Was it in English? Barely. This one was in stupid.
It was in hella English. English is stupid.
Fucking
true.
The mutt language. Screenwriter's like,
stupid white people.
Screenwriter's like,
what about iPad time? it's called screen time, bro.
What about robots and their brains and they're hooked to the network?
But you didn't like that it was
what
called
about
funky,
robots?
Like Funko, dude? Get it? Like funky? Like
what if she dances in the hallway?
What if she takes
a fucking paper cutter in a fucking office that probably doesn't have any paper. Ugh.
Bro, what if she kills the neighbor's dog?
She did. Ugh. What if she then sprays chemicals on the neighbor?
Which she did.
She fucking nail gunned her.
And they cut away from that.
They still showed part of it. She was still blasting her face off.
What happened to you, man?
I don't see this as a horror movie.
That would
movie.
Be the only redeeming thing about this.
I saw this as a comedy where people die.
It is a horror movie,
die.
Though. It's about a killer doll.
It's a comedy where people die.
Okay.
It's a dark comedy.
With some horror.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy. And when I watch it as a dark... If I watch this as a horror movie, then it's a shitty horror movie.
I get
movie.
You liked it much more than us. However,
if I see it as a dark comedy, then yeah,
okay,
it's
okay, Matt, but
good.
Wait. What you're saying, though, pretends this. Pretend it had super gory kills.
Uh-huh.
Would you like it more or less, and would you still think it's funny?
I would like it more.
Then shut the... That.
But I would still think it's funny.
That's right, and it would still be funny. So
yeah,
but it should have gory kills.
But it's still... It should. It yeah. could, but it's still funny. And keeping it PG-13 keeps it accessible to a wider audience.
Why the fuck do you care about that?
Which a lot... I'm just saying that's the reason they would have done it.
You're the reason, dude.
Well, like, the reason is you.
I'm not a perfect three gay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. There's better options for PG-13 horror that is accessible to people that are not fans of horror.
Yeah, but this is a PG-13 comedy.
This shit ain't fam. I'm sorry. It's got to go. It's got to go.
Yeah, not my thing. I mean... Jesus.
I'm sorry you hate fun.
That's fucking... You know, don't do that. It's too early in the year for that kind of shit, man. Like, seriously.
We did just come off of Killer Condom universally liking
fucking
it, right?
So, that's
Are you
true.
Fucking so kidding? Fucking dumb. Are you fucking kidding me? And I am a champion of street trash.
That's the surprise of the year.
I am
year
a champion of
you
Vampire's
don't,
Kiss.
Look, this motherfucker...
Silent Night, Deadly Night
he
2.
He literally said the words, you don't like fun, and we just all enjoyed a movie... Called Killer Condom.
Yeah.
That was in German, no less.
Fucking absolutely.
So fuck you first off.
I have nothing to contribute. He's got this under control.
God.
Damn.
You have no defense.
Just like you with the hire in Meshuggah, dude.
I thought you were gonna say something much more fucked up.
Just like you in your ass when I fuck it.
That too.
Don't go see it.
Don't go watch
give
it.
Give JC more money and go
I
see
think it's, I think
Avatar.
It's,
Key,
if,
wow.
If you okay, let's give them the idiots listening know better PG-13 horror to watch with their kids. I'm sorry. This isn't even a good film to be like, hey kids, you want to watch PG-13 horror? I'm sorry, man, it's not good.
No, but kids are gonna want to see it because of the doll and like
fucking Poltergeist is PG-13.
Fucking I think it's
Ghostbusters
only PG,
is PG-13.
Or is it PG-13?
It's PG-13, and it was like right when that thing was made, so it's actually controversial.
It's fucking Poltergeist is dope.
Yeah,
so dope.
That's dope.
That's not a comedy at all. That's a horror movie through and through, and it's a damn good one.
Oh, well, the remake is pretty hilarious.
Fuck, that's so bad. Have you seen that?
Still never saw it.
Fuck, dude.
I don't know why I fucked Sam Rockwell.
It's so...
I mean, I do know why. He got paid. I get that.
It's
but that's
so
not what I mean.
Bad.
Like, what the fuck are we watching next week?
We need to determine our slate.
I thought it was supposed to be Terminator,
I think the Terminator, then Chopping Mall, and then back to Infinity Pool.
Dope.
When are we doing Skinamarink?
Skinamarink. Speaking of which, and I didn't get to mention that earlier, I did get to see it in a theater and
at twice, home. Right? Three
I've
times?
Seen it twice. I saw it in a theater and at home. I can't say anything.
Have you seen it at home?
Because I got a friend of the show, his name is Jacob Cthulhu Christ, sent me a thing and I can send it to you.
Pass it over because
yes,
that'll
please.
Make it easy for me.
Well, the thing is, it comes to Shudder later this year. And I think this is one definitely where you want to give people enough time.
I thought it was coming soon, like
not
very
yet.
Soon.
We should wait. It's definitely going to be in the conversation. It already is, but more so when people get to see it.
One of the Jacobs hates it.
It's a polarizing fucking movie. It's a polarizing movie, and it's going to be, and it would be a great discussion.
The fact that Jacob hates it makes me really unclear.
Not
as
that
to
Jacob.
No, Seaver hates it.
Oh, well, you don't say the name. We just assume which one is
which.
Which
makes
dude.
Me
No, I'm he said sure specifically it has no synopsis because nothing happens.
He said it was the most insufferable movie-going experience he's ever had.
Well, dude, he didn't even like Inland Empire, which we know you would love, a three-hour David Lynch film.
Oh, no, thanks. No, thanks.
So no, we got, it will be a polarizing movie. Like, yeah, definitely.
So we got Terminator next. Well, what about our king pick for this month?
Oh, that's right. We got to figure out.
That's for February.
Yeah, oh, that's right. We did January.
Okay, we got Killer Condom taken care of. That's right. Okay.
We need to get him some shark jaws someday, but he said
he gave us a pass.
Yeah. I think. Hopefully. Am I speaking for the king?
I think we'll just have to do Boarding House because that was his.
Oh, Debbie, no.
Yeah, and people were asking today when we're doing the next live WGT.
We anything. Should do. Look, I'm.
We need to figure out a
I'm,
thing.
I'm telling everybody to pump the brakes on that. We will combine Hot Tub Stream with
Hot Tub Time Machine,
the movie.
Oh,
that's what do sexy. You mean?
We'll do Boarding House in the hot tub.
But okay, here's the thing, man. How are we going to, what platform are we going to use to broadcast ourselves?
Probably Discord.
Oh my God. That shit's not going to work out, man. There's a lag time. It's trash.
We'll figure it out. Hans Moore wants us to just record a live commentary track anyways, like we did with Sleepaway
Camp. What if we just record the video? Sleepaway Camp,
they were commenting with us while we watched it.
Yeah, but we also recorded the live.
We'll figure
but
it out.
But it helped that they were commenting.
In any case.
It was part of the juice.
In any case, that's the juice, dude.
Sauce for
don't,
the goose.
Don't wheeze dude. The juice. Don't
no, wheeze in the, ju- the juice.
So next week, Terminator.
Yep.
Following Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall.
Then Infinity Pool.
Infinity Pool, which is Brandon Cronenberg's new movie with Skarsgård and fucking Mia Goth.
I'm going to fuck it up and watch Infinity War, so just keep me, in check. Keep me in check.
I don't want to keep you in check because you're going to like say we need Jesus or something like that.
You know what's nice?
Right.
Is we got 2 weeks and not having to go to the theater.
I'm fine with going to the theater. I don't know where this myth came up.
It came from both of you telling me several times you don't want to go to your theater.
I love going to the theater. I just don't often have time to get to
whatever it is. It's the same result.
I love it.
You don't have time. You don't want the same result.
I love having my little drink now that I can legally have in the theater. Drank a little purple juice.
Purple drank.
Next week, Terminator.
Terminator.
I might watch both.
Something to keep in mind. Infinity Pool comes out.
There's way more than two, dude.
Infinity Pool comes out the end of this month. By the time it comes on the show, it will be in very limited show times. So be proactive, gentlemen. See it soon. Okay. Take notes.
That sounds problematic.
Suck a dick.
That sounds argumentative, to be honest.
It sounds very combative.
Good.
All right, dummies. This is the Who Goes There podcast for episode 300. This is Jorge signing the fuck out.
This is trash.
This is Ree. Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this room.